Hey, Mugwarts. Welcome to Wormwood and Witches,
a podcast all about the strange and unusual.
Tally
and Erica invite witches and weirdos from all backgrounds to the conversation of the mystic and divine.
Come fly with us on this journey as we explore ritual, magic, and the peculiar.
Hosted by Anchor, you can find us on all of your favorite streaming platforms.
You can also find us on Facebook at Wormwood and Witches Podcast or Instagram at Wormwood and Witches. Hey, hey, Mugwarts. It's Tally here, one half of Wormwood and Witches. We are, Erica and I, have started our summer, and we're just kind of doing short little tidbits twice a month, maybe more, maybe less. You know, we're kind of a feral bunch over here. You never know what you're going to get. So this is the start of that. And yeah, I'm going to talk about Litha that is coming up on the 21st, and just a few things that you can do. While I was kind of researching, we've talked about it before in past episodes. I was looking at some herbs to celebrate Litha, and I am really called to make a mugwort mint, lemon verbena, and lavender tea. I don't know why, but I'm going to maybe try it and obviously put it in the sun. However, although normally sunny Colorado, it has not felt like summer here at all. It's very chilly and rainy lately. I don't know. I'll try and make a sun tea with it and report back to you. I don't know why that's sounding really good to me right now. So I should do it, right? Either that or maybe burn them all. Perhaps that's what my body is suggesting. But I have tea on the mind, even though it's still chilly. A warm version and a sun iced tea version. Yeah, so let's get into it a little more. Litha is coming up, like I said. So that is going to be the longest day of the year. And then we start losing time again at night. And it just feels like we just got here. It seems like we're more in the dark than we are in the light. Maybe it's just my bad attitude. When I think of Litha and the summer and summer solstice, it's warm, sunny, yellow, orange, fire, right? So even water in there, because maybe you're spending time in the water. So other things that come to mind are crystals like carnelian and citrine, something that's orange, yellow, even bloodstone, which is green. So green, like all the herbs and trees that are blooming and in full blossom, with the red speckles in there. And these are all really great crystals to work with and invoke that sun power, maybe even add in some sunflowers, appreciation of those, and daisies. Calendula is one that I absolutely love. And I believe also is called like the flower of the sun. I think, I can't quite remember. But I absolutely love calendula. It's great for your skin if you've ever been curious to try it and you want to get into herbs and promote your own skincare, I highly suggest starting with calendula. So a few things with these things that you can do for Litha. Maybe make a bonfire. If that's not available to you, you can light a candle. If you have like a little cauldron, you can add herbs that are calling to you. I feel like really anything goes when it's summertime, because that's when everything's in bloom and you don't have to necessarily harvest it for later uses. Lavender is a really great one for right now. We are just, I don't know why I'm saying a lot. Sorry, y'all. We are really just getting started in our growing season here. So we have a little bit more to go. I would probably say in another month, everything will be super blooming. Allergies, though, are crazy. So celebrating the summer solstice, I think of power, strength, success, and those are things that you can harness into yourself, or they can also be things that you can pay forward, perhaps volunteering at a local garden place or animal shelter or something like that, or garden in your own garden, or give some of your bountiful food that you've grown to someone less fortunate, and feel that abundance and that strength and harness in that fiery ball in the sky of all that energy. If you're planning on creating an altar, again, grab colors that kind of represent the sun in those orange, yellow, red colors, and grab herbs like chamomile, lavender, mugwort, those greens, color, just any of those colors, any vibrant colors, roses if they're growing. And you can dry them and put them on a little charcoal disc and start to invoke that. So even do it outside, get the sun on your face, really harnessing in the sun's energy. I have the Llewellyn's Midsummer book, and I really loved this crystal spell for courage, protection, and strength. And then I'm probably just going to pop off here because it's summertime, baby, and we don't want to waste our time indoors. I mean, I suppose you could be listening to this outdoors while you're gardening or doing whatever in the sun. So I won't take up much of your time. It's the crystal spell for courage, protection, and strength. They suggest citrine, carnelian, and tiger eye as powerful stones that that are pretty easy to find and pretty inexpensive. It's best if you do the spell, if you can, in the afternoon in the sunlight. Of course, it'll work regardless if you can't. And pick out one of those stones that's calling to you. Midsummer sun so strong, send me your strength and power. Help me to shine brightly and be filled with courage. Help me to stand strong and proud. Protect me and help me to protect myself. Let me shine like the sun and be strong like the oak. And let these stones absorb your energy so they might lend it to me when I need it. So mote it be. There's also a few recipes in here that are pretty fun, like breads and cookies and drinks. One of them, you can make a type of wine using fruit in there, kind of like a sangria. and a rosemary shortbread cookie. Yum, yum. If you don't have this book, I highly suggest it. It talks about archetypes and other fun things like that. Yeah, so let's look forward to the longest day of the year and enjoy your summer. We'll be back throughout the summer giving little tips and tidbits. I hope you enjoy. I guess I should say the tagline, until next time, keep gazing into the unknown. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us. A 5-star review would be excellent, and it would help us. It doesn't cost you anything to do, but it definitely helps us bump up in the ratings and get more listeners. And we rely on you, and we love that you're here and want to share with more people. So if you could do that, that would be great.